Does a sweet tooth put you at risk for alcoholism? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Researchers have long known that alcoholics enjoy sweets more than other people do. But until now, it wasn't known which came first. Does drinking lots of alcohol lead to a sweet tooth? Or does having a sweet tooth mean you could be at risk for alcoholism? A report in the journal Alcoholism Clinical and Experimental Research suggests it's the latter. In the study, students taste-tested a series of different sugar solutions. Those whose parents had a history of alcoholism were more than twice as likely to like the sweetest-tasting drinks. The researchers suspect that a single genetic abnormality causes increased pleasure from the taste of sugar and of alcohol. It could be that testing for sweet tooth may be a way to see who will be at risk for alcoholism later in life. Researchers at the University of Central Florida have diagnosed an extremely rare condition, foreign accent syndrome. After suffering a stroke, the patient inexplicably began speaking with a British accent, despite never having been to England. Her doctor was baffled until he discovered 19 other reports of the same condition in the medical literature. Little is known of the rare syndrome, except that it occurs after damage to the left side of the brain. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.